Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, they propose to take advantage of solid waste to develop a sustainable economy, and Latin American migrants help boost Spain's economy with key post-pandemic changes. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news from Mexico. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a new initiative that has been proposed in Mexico to reform environmental protection laws and promote clean energy generation through the use of solid urban waste. For more on this, we turn to our economics correspondent. What can you tell us about this proposed legislation?
The initiative was presented by Alejandro Enciso Arellano, a legislator from the Independent Plural Group. The main goal is to encourage recycling across all 84 municipalities in the state. Enciso Arellano believes cities like Pachuca have an advantage in being able to plan their growth and take action through reforms in waste separation and treatment.
How would these reforms be implemented, and what kind of impact could they have?
The deputy did not rule out the need for private or public-private partnerships that could gain support from the state government to create a circular economy around waste. He asserts that these initiatives could significantly reduce air, water, and soil pollution in municipalities and lead to a more sustainable environment.
Many municipalities struggle with limited resources for waste management. How could these reforms help address that challenge?
Enciso Arellano acknowledged the lack of resources many municipalities face for implementing proper waste treatment and collection. However, he believes these legal reforms, combined with active citizen participation, could provide a major boost despite budget limitations. Pollution creates hefty environmental and economic burdens for local governments, so enabling clean energy generation from solid waste could be a game changer.
The potential to simultaneously tackle waste management, pollution, and clean energy generation in Mexico is certainly compelling. We will continue to follow this story here on Simply Economics. Shifting our focus across the Atlantic, Spain's economy is outperforming many of its European peers, and a key reason appears to be an influx of immigrants, especially from Latin America, who are helping to fill critical labor shortages in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent, Michael. So what are you seeing in terms of immigration trends in Spain and how they are impacting the economy?
The data shows a clear trend of rising immigration, particularly from Latin American countries, that is providing a major boost to Spain's economic growth. In fact, immigration accounted for an impressive 64% of new jobs created in Spain this year and was responsible for half of the country's overall economic growth. Many of these immigrants are highly skilled and are finding work in in-demand fields like technology, science, and hospitality.
And Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe, yet companies are still struggling to fill certain roles. How are immigrants helping to address those labor shortages?
Even with high overall unemployment, there is a mismatch between the skills of the domestic labor force and the needs of employers in certain sectors. Rather than investing the time and resources to retrain native workers, many companies are finding it easier to recruit already qualified immigrants to fill those roles. The Spanish government has also been facilitating this through special visas for highly skilled foreign professionals.
Many of these immigrants are coming from Latin America in particular. What makes Spain an attractive destination for that group?
The shared language and cultural ties make Spain a relatively easy place for Latin American immigrants to integrate. Some have said they feel more at home in Spain than in other Latin American countries they have lived and worked in. This cultural affinity also means less political friction around immigration from that region compared to, say, immigration from Africa, which has faced more opposition from anti-immigrant political parties.
So it sounds like this wave of immigration, especially of skilled workers from Latin America, is creating a kind of virtuous economic cycle for Spain.
Exactly. As the Spanish economy improves, it attracts more immigrants to fill key roles. Then as more immigrants arrive, they further boost economic growth, encouraging even more immigration. It's a dynamic that economists say is also benefiting the U.S. economy. In fact, the IMF projects that the Spanish and U.S. economies will be the fastest-growing advanced economies over the next 2 years, thanks in no small part to the contributions of immigrants.
Thanks, Michael, for that fascinating report on the important role immigration is playing in Spain's economic recovery and growth. And with those insights, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.